the one and only Ashaholics, and I'm your little blonde sassy host, Ash Hollywood, brought to you by the good people at JulieLand.com. Here I am sitting in my dungeon with my favorite guest, Jeffrey.
Favorite.
You are one of my favorites to have in my dungeon, Jeffrey.
Oh, in the dungeon, yes.
Yes,
okay.
Of course. You're so good at taking direction and swift kicks to the balls. Why wouldn't I have you here today and podcasting live from it?
You are good at delivering those kicks.
Thank you.
I know that firsthand.
Tell me, what makes a good, pleasurable ball kicking?
Boy, that's a good question, because sometimes it's not pleasurable until later when you think about it. In the moment, you're like, why did I do this?
Why am I doing this to myself? Yeah. This is a good, bad
yeah.
idea.
Usually at the moment when you're standing there with your legs spread and you're looking at this woman about to take a step forward and just deliver it, and you're going, why did I, am I letting
well,
this
there
be done?
Is that moment where you're like, shit, am I going to move the wrong way and her toes are going to go straight into my balls? Or... you know, is she going to be moved the wrong way? I'm going to get toes straight in my balls. You know, there's a fine line.
Yeah. The main thing is how hot is she?
Yes.
That's the question.
How hot is she? I have to think. I must have the worst ball kicking face, like this grimace, like in snarl all at once, just like, yes.
Well, you are in one of my top sellers right now, so I think you're one of the best ball kickers that we've had.
Oh, I think you. Speaking of your top sellers, we should probably tell the listeners who you are first off.
They probably have no idea.
They have no idea. And now
you get going on ball kicking, and then boom.
I know. We've already started on ball kicking. I don't even know if I have any listeners left at this point.
So, click.
Why do you know so much about ball kicking? How do I know you?
Okay. Well, they're probably like, how could that be consensual? Well, believe it or not, it is. But to get the self-promotion out of the way, the website is MiamiMeanGirls.com. And also, we just started a new one, which is all POV, called AmericanMeanGirls.com. And
ooh, great names.
Yeah, right?
I love them.
A lot of girls, when they find out they can be paid to be mean, they're like, really? Sign me up.
Right.
Because a lot of girls do it for free.
They do. And then they find out how mean they can be, and they're like, wow, even I can't be that mean. But some people can. Like Miss Ash Hollywood.
Yes.
Well, I mean 24/7.
And then we also have a clip store on Clips for Sale called American Mean Girls. So if you look on Clips for Sale, it's usually in the top 50 stores on the left side.
And usually you can find me on there.
And yes, really? You can. In fact, what I was saying earlier, one of the top sellers is Fear Ashes Flats. Which
yes.
is a great title, right? We had somebody, a fan, that wanted to see Ash Hollywood kicking a slave in the balls with a particular kind of flats. Tori Birch. What do you call them?
I think it's Tori Birch, something like that. I'm not much for brand names,
oh,
honestly, because most people gift those things to me.
Uh-huh.
That's
a weird request.
I'm
not actually into them, but they're these golden emblem, expensive, you know, like fancy leather flats.
$250 for flats.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd never heard of them before.
Yeah.
But they sent them. And they sent them in the size for Miss Hollywood, and she came over, slipped her little cute little feet into them, and then said, spread them, let's go. I had to spread my legs as wide as I could, not quite as much as Jean-Claude Van Damme in that commercial, but
right.
but as wide as I could.
Wow.
And she
I'm impressed.
Just takes a running start and slams her foot up into my balls as hard as she can, over and over.
I'm impressed.
There is a technique to this. If anybody is interested in ever getting kicked in the balls, you have to make sure that the woman is not actually kicking you with her toes or her foot, because you can cause a lot of damage to your foot and the man.
Right.
That way. You know, of course, that's
so what's the trick to this?
The trick is to actually kick the person with your ankle, almost. It's the
really the top of the foot.
Yeah, it's the top of
yeah.
your foot.
Yeah,
like
top
ankle
of the foot.
Part. Okay. And you have to keep your toes pointed, not hard, but like lightly, so that when you actually initiate the kick and it ends in the crotch area, there's some give to your foot. There's some padding. You kind of cup the bottom of the balls with the top of your foot.
That's a great way to explain it.
It's
wow.
Swift cupping.
You slam the top of your foot
right.
into the balls directly.
Like, but that's
like
the top part here.
Like the top, right there, right where your shoelaces would be on a tennis shoe. That part of your foot slams directly into the balls, and there's no lie here. It hurts. There's no, when she's saying, there's no trick to it to where it doesn't hurt. Trust
me. No, it definitely hurts.
It hurts like a mother. What am I allowed to say on here?
Anything.
You can say anything.
Fucker, fuck.
Fuck shit,
well, there you go.
Piss, motherfucker.
Okay. So it sounds like I don't have to work.
You can say anything but Republican.
But it... It really, really hurts, but it doesn't really do damage, right. most likely.
Right.
Still can. But
long term, we have no idea.
Yeah, we have exactly. no idea. Well, I don't plan on having any kids, so I think we've got that covered.
Exactly.
I'm good to go.
I'm on your side.
But the toe sometimes still does make contact directly with the balls, and so sometimes you're down for the count.
So, Ash, you've gotten good at this?
I've gotten really good at this. Well, I did play soccer previously to this. I would like to chalk it up to some of that as
can
well.
Can you bend it like Beckham?
I can bend it better than Beckham. I can kick two balls at once. What about that, Beckham?
And it's always fun when you're about to shoot a video and yeah. a girl that's going to be doing it suddenly reveals that they played high school soccer or
exactly.
something.
I would think
like that, this girl. It's yeah. not something you hear that and you're like, oh, crap.
Exactly. It's like some girl who says, well, the last time I did this, it was in fourth grade and I played kickball. And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when you go, yeah, I was varsity captain on the soccer team. You're like, oh, fuck. Well, please tell me you played goalie.
Yeah.
Jeffrey thinks it's amazing that one of my first porn stories, I was shooting for Porn Pros and a director at the time named Daniel confessed to me. He's like, I like being kicked in the balls. And this is the first time I'd ever... like
heard
fathomed that.
That
it's the first time I've even tried to wrap my mind around a man enjoying that, because I learned all my life, don't kick a guy in the nuts, because if you get kicked back in the cunt, it hurts really bad. That's why I stopped kicking guys in the balls when I was yay yeah. big. You know, it was a horrible defense mechanism unless I was about to be killed. So I found this out and I'm like, okay, are you serious? You really do like this? He goes, yeah, I do. I'm like, are you sure you want me to kick you though? I used to play soccer. And he's like, no, the harder the better. And he's still the only guy I've met that really likes it this hard. And he got down on his knees, which is a really difficult position to do this properly, but to do it properly harder, it's a great position. And yeah, he had me kick him in front of 10 people that were on that set and just kept going and going and going, and he loved it. But Jeffrey, I really want to know. See,
yes.
you can't run a clips for sale store that's based around femdom without being in femdom, like without being interested in it, without being liked to be dominated.
I suppose you could. It
not
wouldn't
only
be much
that,
fun though.
You are a man in your videos. I have to point this out. He is in the videos. So you've got to get some enjoyment out of this.
That's how it started.
What gets you off?
But before you just get you off, I've got to ask, that is that how you started? You said, hey, I enjoy this, so let me...
Great question. Yeah.
Because that's what I did with Julie Lynn.
That's absolutely true. I started this. I had a corporate job since I graduated college, did that whole thing, and then just had this on the side, a little clip store.
Yeah.
You know, I made $100 a month or something or whatever. And it all, trust me, I lost money. It was basically, I looked at it, I was already paying girls to kick me in the balls or walk on me in heels
yeah.
or let me kiss their feet. So now I just filmed it, and now it didn't cost me as much. I looked
right.
at it as a discount. If I paid them $500, I made $100 on it.
Yeah,
I lost $400, but it would have been $500 if I didn't film it, right?
Exactly.
So I looked at it as a it was like a rebate, you know?
I could just see you looking at the spreadsheet. Yeah, this all works.
Yeah, corporate guy with a spreadsheet. You're absolutely right. That's how it was. A big dork.
It's like, see the big negative red number at the bottom. Yeah, I'm losing $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But it could have been a million.
Yeah,
so
but I'm, and I'm having a good
okay.
and I'm having a good time.
Yeah, and I was actually serving a girl at the time as her real life slave.
Yeah.
I would, you know, she'd text me and I'd have to go pick her up and serve as her driver and do all these things. And so I started shooting some videos with her, and because I was already paying her and giving her money.
Right.
So we started doing this, and that's how it all got started.
Awesome.
And yeah, I did. I enjoyed it, and it was kind of like a way to pay for my fetish.
You know? Everybody should
join
find
the club.
A way to pay for their fetish, because fetishes are really expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
yes, they are. But
we're doing it my whole life.
To answer your question, Miss Hollywood, what gets me off? You know what evolves over? It evolves over time.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing was just feet, heels. Seeing a woman in stiletto heels, and then being walked on by her in those heels was probably the first one.
How do you go from admiring heels and things from a distance and dangling in front of your face to going, I really think I want that stiletto closely protruding near my heart?
You know,
go ahead. I got another question.
Okay. Well, it was basically you see it on TV. I mean, when I was younger, when you're a boy, it's very easy to figure out what turns you on.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are, I heard somebody the other night, a comedian talking about this, girls have innies and guys have outies, and it just makes things a lot easier to figure out what turns you on. You know, he goes, boop, and you just know. And I was watching probably, you know, some video on MTV and the female dancer, Madonna or whoever, in her younger days.
It was
walking on the dancers' backs in
heels. It was Duran Duran and Rio. And
yeah, there you go. Well, it's your own, right? And yeah, they were you know, walking on people. And I'm like, and it just popped. And I was like, wow.
I mean, he's hitting these bells I'm hearing in my head right now.
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing with me when I was young. It was like seeing a movie or something, and there's this movie.
You probably still remember him, don't you?
Oh, God. And I have copies of them. Like, it was seeing this. I saw this movie with, also my mind went blank. It's called, I'll think of it. I saw a woman in the movies wearing a corset. And she's wearing a corset and lingerie. And I remember I must have been like 6, 7 years old going, oh my God, that is the coolest thing ever. And for years I had this huge fetish, which I still kind of do, but it's like this thing about, I'm a visual junkie. Bobby will tell you that. Everybody who knows me, I'm about the visual. And so, but it's that whole thing. I always say, look back at all the movies as a kid, the movies or the TV shows and the certain actresses at the time, whether it was Raquel Welch in 1 Million Years B.C., seeing her and you're like, I always tell, like,
Sorry, this is about Ash Hollywood.
As Julie always said, I've been a dirty old man since I was 5.
Oh, no, it's true.
I remember, here's one will blow your mind, Home Shopping Network.
No.
I remember when they were selling shoes, they do the close-up of the model. Yeah,
that's after
modeling
my time.
The shoes, and I was like, oh, I don't know why, but I like this. Yeah, or Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. There's a scene where she's dancing and walking on the other guys' backs and stuff in her heels.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember that did it.
So what came after the heel body walking?
The ball busting came later.
That came next?
Was
there some phases in between there, like a latex fetish, leather fetish?
I don't have a fetish for any
stocking
of those things.
Fetish.
I do like stockings. I wouldn't say it's a fetish per se, but I do like them. Real slavery always.
Is there any dominatrixes out there that you looked at as you got into it? Like, were you like, I love Dita Von Teese, or I love were there girls out there that you knew that you looked at?
You know what's funny, Dick? I never really went for that look of the traditional dominatrix in leather or latex with a whip. It never did it for me, which is kind of why my site that I started, it doesn't have that really. It's mostly regular girls, like Ash Hollywood comes over looking all cute and innocent and like the girl you'd see at the mall or maybe dressed up at the club in Hollywood and no leather or whip. She just looks hot and she beats the fuck out of somebody.
Yeah.
So like,
and that is how we met.
Yeah, but staying away from the typical cliche dominatrix.
That
makes sense.
We do a little bit of that. We've started filming some things with whips and things because it is pretty wicked and it hurts.
Yeah.
Pretty bad, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And that still is not my thing, but we do it. But but yeah, so that's, and then the real slavery thing is the other thing is I always
like the living at home with your dom kind of thing.
Yeah, like serving as a driver, cleaning their house, being humiliated and
have you lived with any doms?
I have not lived with I've been a live-in slave for girls, not like a famous dom.
No. You know, I just want to, because I've had...
But trust me, he's going to have to house me soon because his closet is phenomenal and it's not getting the proper use that it should.
No,
it's
not.
You know, my Bobby gets emails nonstop. Bobby Starr gets
emails.
Can
I be a slave for you?
I'm just all like... I always tell Bobby, hey, you know what? Can you tell them yes? But they have to come and work for me.
Well, you know, it's
you can do that.
It's funny because most guys, when they say, and probably the guys listening to this too, they say, I want to be your slave. And to them, that means I'll be your slave, but they want to be your sex slave. Or they want you to do the things that they want, really. Yeah. But when it comes to real slavery, like coming over and cleaning your house, there are some people that are into that.
Yeah.
I mean, that turns me on. But... Yeah. Of course, I hate cleaning my own place. there's no exactly. Eroticism in that.
If you're a maid and you were cleaning all day, the last thing you want to do is come home and
exactly.
clean.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have Ash Hollywood all dressed up and telling you, hey, bitch, you missed a spot over here. What the fuck are you doing? Kicks you in the balls.
Look
at her. Oh,
yeah.
I just want to clean for her.
I agree.
Crazy.
I have my master who lays into me on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Miss Audrey.
I was
Mistress
living.
Audrey.
Mistress Audrey. We've all got our bitches, don't we?
Exactly. The one that you would recognize is I was a live-in slave for Randy Wright.
Who is
very famous, yeah.
She just texted me
yesterday.
Oh, she is beautiful.
She said she threatened to come see me after Thanksgiving.
She has probably the most beautiful feet I've ever seen. And
she does.
Oh, they're perfect. They're perfect.
I shot her the first year of Julieland.
They are.
Great girl.
I remember when I met her, she was coming over to film. It was the first time I had ever booked anybody through an agency or anything. Right. Because I usually worked with like a Hooters waitress I met. And I said, hey, you can get paid $100 to kick a guy in the balls. And they're like, what? And that's what I would do. But I moved out here and didn't know anybody. And she came over and she took her boots off. And she had black nail polish on her toes, which I hate. But I was able to see past that. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Her feet are like flawless. Like she could be a foot model.
Yeah. You know, Richard here loves black nail polish. Not only that, he likes black chipped nail polish.
It's my favorite. It's
like
my
the girls worst. Coming home from a punk rock show.
That's
we're complete opposites. but that's good. We would if
no, that's my thing. That's my thing because it's my punk rock days.
Everybody's got their thing. Yeah.
I've had a fetish for wearing red nail polish lately. I really like the red nail polish against my pale ass skin.
Black,
and blonde hair.
There's nothing better than black.
So I was her live-in slave.
I love Randy. Randy's. Yeah, oh my god! Months. Now I'm going to see her. She's such a sweetheart.
Was it the first time I shot with you? We also brought Randy into the mix. Actually. Excuse me, smoker's cough. too much weed. No, actually, the first time I met Jeffrey here, I've worked in femdom quite a bit. I've worked for Femdom Empire. I've worked for, you know, all the companies out there in Clips for Sale. I've done a lot of it. And I'm always working with these alternative lifestyle sissy looking bitches, like these scrawny ass little dudes, right? Which I don't mind. I don't mind at all. But I walk into Jeff's and I'm looking around and I'm like, I can't tell who's the director and who's the talent because they're all just like tall, like good looking buff guys. And I'm just like, well, this will be interesting. And Jeffrey comes up and he introduces himself and he's like, hi, I'm your director. And I was like, oh, damn, I don't get the pretty one. But then he like strips down and jumps into one of the scenes. I was like, fuck yeah. Okay. And not only that, I'm like, oh, these pretty ass buff guys, they're not going to be able to take shit. I'm going to have to be nice to them. He has me walking around in what I would call like sharp metal stilettos. I'm walking on this guy full weight. And I'm just like, wow, I can't believe you can take this. And he starts talking to me and he's a good looking guy from like the UK, right? He was from...
Oh, that guy. Yeah, UK.
Yeah, he was he was a total pain slut. Like I put my cigarette out on his tongue. Mm-hmm. I'm like ashing on him. I'm burning him. I'm doing all these mean, awful things to him. And he's just... Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it.
Being mean,
big puppy eyes.
But mean and awful is so natural for you.
It does. Well, it just rolls off my tongue.
You're mean to me all the time, so.
I'm not mean to you. I'm your star pupil.
She like leaves me without giving me a hug.
Oh, the cruelest thing.
I am not that cruel.
That is the cruelest.
Oh, come now. I'm not cruel at all. So, let's see. What videos have I done for you? We've done some really interesting ones. We've done everything from walking on sweet, innocent men to punishing them. I've thrown a pie in a tranny's face. I don't know if we got that on video, though. That was kind of just a bonus extra of the day.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me one more time, where do we find your amazing videos?
MiamiMeanGirls.com is the main one, and that's if you want to see people like Ash Hollywood, beautiful women, beating on guys and hurting them. AmericanMeanGirls.com is our new one with POV videos where there aren't slaves in it. It's kind of like mean girls talking into the camera. Right. So you get that I'm in the video experience.
Right.
And also clipsforsale.com/32364.
That's amazing that you remember that number. Do you guys have a Twitter or anything?
Yes, @MiamiMeanGirls.
Perfect.
Is Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And thank you guys for listening to Ashaholics. You can follow me on ashgirl.com or on Twitter @AshHollywood. And you can now listen to me Monday nights from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time on Sirius XM 102. That's the Vivid radio channel. Or that's Eastern Time, 9 to 10. Thank you guys so much for coming here. And make sure you check out JulieLand.com for all of your Julieland needs. Bye.